Net Positive episode 15, baby. It's a banger, right, this week?
Heck yeah.
An absolute banger. I love this episode. We got into, well, first of all, I talked about my trip to Mexico and a potential drug deal that I may currently be participating in. So if we don't have an episode next week, you'll know why. Then we talked about Will Smith. He's back. Yep. And the explanation that we did not need from him.
Yep.
But and we talked about what explanations do you need from celebrities? And then we got into the DMs. This is probably the funniest thing we've done on this podcast in a while.
For sure.
People, hundreds of submissions of people that sent their unread DMs to celebrities, and we broke it all down with the help of Abby, the intern. Is it Abby? Yeah, Abby the intern. The brand new intern. We get all into it. Net Positive, baby. Let's go. Dude, how does my tan look?
Unbelievable.
Does it?
Yes.
Is that what you thought when I walked in?
It's not just the new lights we have in here.
I mean, really, thank you, dude. I feel good about it.
It's fantastic.
I just got back from Mexico.
Amazing.
Just looking fresh.
Everything, dude.
This is a dude. I bought this hat in RIP to everyone listening on Spotify. That's like, all right, we talk about his tan and his hat in the first 2 seconds.
Strictly visual description.
Yeah, strictly. This is only visuals.
Dude. We really want you to check out the YouTube. Go check out the YouTube if you want to see it.
It's only. All right, I got this. We went to Mexico in Puerto Vallarta, and I went into this like hat store that was like downtown, and it said 50. And I was like, is this in like pesos or dollars?
Yeah.
Because this is like it could be like a designer hat
mm-hmm.
that you would get at like a boutique in LA.
For sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's for like $210.
Trucker hat. It's got a cork front to it. Can you see this?
Yeah. Yeah.
Let's go.
Bang.
Got dude, it. Can we do that? We have that capability?
Oh, yeah.
Can we see this? Everybody on Spotify, RIP. and I go, is this 50? All right. So I asked the lady, I go, is this 50 pesos or dollars? And she goes, she looks at the other girl. I was like, this is not.
Yeah.
A discussion. It's 50. But like sometimes they can take American down there.
Right.
And she goes, pesos. And I was like, that's $3.75.
Mm-hmm.
That's a $3.75 hat.
Yep.
And I paid her $5. And I was like, yeah.
She regretted not saying dollars immediately.
That's what I'm saying. Yep. We walked out and I go, honestly, you should have probably just said, or take the price off and say 25.
Yeah, she should know that.
Yeah, I'm a guy that if you look at me, you're like, we can take advantage of this guy.
For sure.
They're like, this guy? Say, somebody walks, I guess you got to judge their skin color, number one. I'm sorry, that's racist. But mm-hmm. if a Mexican walks in Puerto Vallarta, you'd be like, it's 50 pesos.
Mm-hmm.
If a white person walks in.
Yeah, this is your shot.
Yeah, because that's either $3 or 50.
They should almost have like, you know, you can flip around the open and close signs. Depends they should almost have like a different price tag that they flip around.
Well, the place we went to is like that.
Yeah.
Cause like if you live in Mexico and you want a vacation there, it's not the American prices.
Right.
That's like sometimes like don't places have like a local, if like a Six Flags or something, if you live there.
Yeah.
It's like cheaper. Or like Disney, if you live in Orlando.
There's a coffee shop near me that does that.
Really?
If you live in the neighborhood.
That it's cheaper.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because
it's like a 10% discount or something like that. Yeah,
if you live right there.
Yeah.
And I was like, what? Like, say less, dude. Have you ever been down there?
To Mexico?
Yeah.
Yeah, a few times.
Okay. My girlfriend got sick.
Oh, no.
Dude, listen to this. No, this is way.
Not drank the water sick?
No, she got, what's it called? When you like dizzy. And what's that called? Vertigo.
Yeah.
All right, so she goes, we need to go. This is like every like ethical and moral dilemma I've ever had in my life was just all at once. So we need to go. We're going downtown. We need to stop at a drugstore.
Mm-hmm.
We stop at this drugstore, and they were like, what's up? And there's everything in there. Everything that's like all that we're like looking around at everything. I go, she gave us like a list of like everything that's in there.
Yeah.
And it's all, and I go, oh, this is everything I learned about in rehab. This is every, like, there's
all
like,
the vices.
There's Xanax. Yeah. There's like benzos. There is Adderall. There's like all the prescription things.
Yeah.
They're all there. Yes.
Just ready.
They're just
no prescription needed.
And she was like, not like, she was wearing like a lab coat, but she was like a girl in her 20s.
Yep.
And they were like, it's like the massage place that, like, if it's like in like the, like, if it's in like the Vanderbilt medical area,
yeah,
versus if it's in like at 2 a.m. in the morning, you're, yeah, like, oh, that's a different.
A strip mall.
That's a different kind of massage.
Yes.
Like, it is a massage, but, mm-hmm, it's like, if you don't know, you're like, oh, that's, they're a different one.
And then who knows what, like, is it actually Xanax?
Oh, also that. Like, who also knows? That. That's, yeah, why it was like, and it's all cheaper down there because it's not regulated. There's, right, no FDA. There's no anything. So I know. Like, there was like, well, as I wrote it all down, all the things that I was like, I can't believe all these things are in here. Because I texted.
Did you learn about that in rehab? Because people would go to Mexico to, like.
No,
because
they were all in there for that stuff.
Oh.
And I never heard about
substances.
It's like,
about,
like, yeah, prescription and painkillers and, like, yeah, what are they called? Xanax, all the Xanax, all those, all the painkillers, all, what are, look up like most common painkillers, like most addictive, look up the most Oxycontin. Addictive. Oxycontin, yeah, is in there, not free, but like pretty close.
Morphine,
fentanyl, codeine, hydro, all those things,
methadone,
are in there. All those things are in there. You just, and they're also like open in like the, it's like a shop on Broadway.
Yeah.
You're like, oh, okay. So you're not like coming down here for like vertigo medication. Cause, yeah, we were going to go out to dinner and like stop at a drugstore. They go, okay. Mm-hmm. I go, no, we like need a, we got to go. Yeah.
Yeah.
And it was just like, I guess like I, my parents said like to use the law to say something is wrong is like the easiest moral code to justify.
Mm-hmm.
The law says I can't do it. So I can't drink till I'm 21. Can't smoke a cigarette till you're 18. You can't, all these. So you, my parents go, yeah, you can't do it because you're going to, there's a fine or you're going to go to prison or you're going to go to juvenile or whatever. This, right. There was no like ethical explanation of why you shouldn't do that.
Mm-hmm.
So then it, so the law, so the law is gone.
Right.
Because it's not against the law.
Different land.
So then you go, all right, well, why don't I do these?
Right. That, yeah, they removed the reason.
That I didn't do them.
Right.
But I go, I don't know. I don't have a prescription for Xanax.
Mm-hmm.
But I know that, I mean, rappers rap about it. Yeah. I don't know. I don't know. Lil White raps about Xanax. Xanax is like, it's like a painkiller.
Mm-hmm. It's like, yeah, a, it's, I think it's technically an antidepressant.
Yeah. So it was all, you don't have to have a prescription. And it was all there. And it was all sitting on the thing. Mm-hmm. And we're like,
well.
And I was just like.
What type of packaging is it?
Like the normal, I don't know. She got like whatever she needed for her vertigo. And like, so she got some, you know what this, you might not know what it is. It's like for like eyelashes. They like make them.
Oh.
Lash serum. Nice. What is it? We have a new intern in the house, ladies and gentlemen. Abby's your name. She's off camera, though.
Yeah.
She's an expert about women's things. You know what this is. Well, all right, what, yeah, is
she
it?
Speaks for all women.
It helps your eyelashes grow. And this, and it's illegal in the States?
Yeah.
Okay. You probably can't hear her, but yeah. Yeah. All right, so it's
she's saying some companies sold it. Yeah.
And then, all right, so some companies sold it. And then why is it? So it's just expensive?
Like,
and it doesn't work. Oh, snap.
Wow,
dude. All
go,
right. So
dude.
Women are out there on the eyelash. So she. So
you can put them on then to the new plug. They can just,
yeah,
down
they
to Mexico.
Go to Mexico, yeah, bro.
Get them, you
go,
for pennies on the dollar.
It's a, if you can get a, you can get a flight, a Southwest flight to Puerto Vallarta, bro.
That's it.
I mean, now I'm like, just, am I a drug dealer now?
You're the plug for sure. Or you're the connect.
Oh, we'll, I got, get, oh, to, I will, it, tell you this. Oh, wait. I don't know why this is going to get me in trouble. No, it won't get me in trouble. Wait, I got a testosterone thing for my buddy.
Like testosterone,
because we said
stuff?
We were going to Mexico. I'm not going to say my buddy's name.
Sure.
Me and my, we have some mutual friends, and he goes, "Oh, you're going to Puerto Vallarta? Get." I go to the drugstores, and I forgot he said that. And I sent him. Hold on. I'm going to see what this is. Yeah, this is freaking hilarious.
If trends repeat, then you just saying I may get in trouble for this. It may get you in trouble.
Yeah, no, that's this how one this might actually get you in trouble.
Yeah.
I got him. low testosterone gel. Well, I don't know what that means. What is a testosterone gel?
What is it? Spell it.
Lowtiyel.
Lowtiyel. Okay. Testosterone, yeah, topical application, side effects.
All right, what does it do though? What does the testosterone do? Just gets you jacked?
Yeah, you, among other things. But
helps your muscles get better?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it helps with like recovery too. Or
all right, so this is not legal here.
You can get testosterone here.
All right, not,
you, have
not
to,
that.
You have to get it prescribed.
I don't think that stuff. Yeah, I mean, you might have to get it prescribed.
Definitely.
So yeah, so he goes, because we went to, she looked, saw the eyelash stuff, and she's like, I'm not going to bid it now, but like maybe we'll come back at the end of the week or something. So we came back, and I go, oh, well, my buddy wants the stuff. And I go, all right. And then
the stuff.
Like the drug deal.
Yeah.
So I, so we were talking to the guy that like a local guy, and he goes, I go, how do you get this stuff back? Like, can you take it back? And he goes, here's what he said. He goes, don't try to hide it. Like, just put it in your carry on. Yep. Just like, don't try to conceal it in anything. And like, if it's a, it's a, if it's a personal amount, he's like, you're good.
Cool.
And I go,
okay.
And I go, I think I'm gonna, I go, and I'm gonna buy, I got it for him for his wedding. So it's like a, it's like a, he's getting married in like a couple months, and it would be, it's a funny wedding gift.
It says, yeah, it's typically prescribed for men with, adult men with low testosterone.
Okay. Yeah. 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 So it's like, it just gets you like, all right, sure. I know that. Yeah. So he goes, so I got, but then I go, so we went to the, we went to the, what's it called? Customs. And I, then I started to like, oh no.
Started like sweating?
Yeah, a little. I started sweating, dude.
It's nerve wracking, dude.
I was like, this is the most illegal thing I've ever
done. This is not what I need right
and
now.
And it's like, clearly I weigh 150 pounds. So like, it's not yours. So I was like, I'm.
Unless you're just starting out, who knows?
I was like, I'm trafficking
this
drugs.
Is my, yeah, this is my first dose. Yeah.
So then the guy was like, you know, the guys at the border, the customs are like, did you bring anything in?
Yeah.
And I was like, nope. And then I had to like wait for like the rest of the people that were coming through. And then I just like left. And Lydia was like, where are you? I was like, I went. I
ran.
I don't want to be around.
I'm hiding.
Yeah. I got illegal substances. But it's funny because you go like every drug that is that people take is justified. Because I go, this is illegal. I got a buddy. It's not for me. He's getting married. It's a funny thing. And Lydia goes, well, the lash serum, like it's, I think it's just expensive. It's not illegal. It's just expensive. She's like, I'm going to get it. And then she, and there was like, well, what about like some like Adderall that you're like, all right, it's pretty like easy to get. And if you got to like stay up late and then like got to be up early, it's like, it would just like balance you out. And you're like, well, I'm not. But that's how everybody is.
Yeah. You could justify anything.
That's what I'm saying.
For sure.
You can justify anything in there.
Yes.
You could be like, well,
I need it for.
I need, but that's how addiction works.
Yeah.
You're like, I don't like.
It's definitely
I,
how it starts.
That's how it starts. That's a better way to say it. That's how it starts.
Yeah.
And I go, I don't like. It's like I was just grew up a lot of everything. I was just scared of everything.
Yeah.
I would, that's how I grew up. I was just scared of alcohol. I still never smoked a cigarette.
Do you think it's because you were just like you weren't given a reason why it was just a no?
Just, that's it illegal? Was just fear based.
Yeah.
It was like fear, like it was fear based. Mm-hmm. Like that's gonna, like if you smoke a cigarette, like because we did like a video shoot one time and it was for my church. And the, one of the rules at like youth camp was like no smoking.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, well, I'm not gonna put it in my mouth because I didn't, I mean, I was 25, but I was like, I don't, they were like, dude, it's like, it's,
yeah, and people go, smoke these every day.
Yeah, they go, dude, all right, what, taking a puff of a cigarette, what is not gonna like, but I was just scared.
Yeah.
And I was scared. I never drank alcohol until I was like 25.
Yeah.
Scared.
It's the unknown, man.
Same with sex, probably.
Mm-hmm.
That you're just, I was scared away from it.
Mm-hmm.
But then, unfortunately, if you scare people away from things, once they do them and they're not scary, then you're like, oh.
Yeah. There's also, like, a, there's also like, I think a different level, there's different levels of that fear too, where it's like part of it is like the physical repercussions. And then because it was faith-based, obviously, it's like, okay, well, then there's also that side of it too.
But then you go, so it's you go into the, you go into your pastor and you're like, I felt, I my only justification was like these are things that are addictive, and I learned about all these things in rehab, mm-hmm. and my life is going great now, and
and I could ruin everything with one shopping trip. But I don't.
But I could, or you couldn't.
Right, of course.
You know, one lash booster. Yeah. That's how it
starts, dude. One round of serum, man.
I was like, I don't know what that. But we kind of sat like that. She it was like a girl that was like kind of like young and like what's up? Like you're in here to like party.
Yeah.
And she's like, here's all the stuff we have.
And she was probably like, oh, Americans. I know which aisle you guys want, yes. for sure.
And then we came back like 3 days later. She goes, okay.
Like we ran through that quick.
Yo, I've been up late at night. We were supposed to be like, oh, surprised to see us. She goes, no, I figured you. I figured you'd be back.
Yeah.
But we kind of just looked at each other and we're like. And then we saw like the list of all the things.
Yeah.
Because the. Whatever the societal, like, well, I don't have, if somebody was like coming up to me, like, I'm trying to think of ever like seen, I've obviously seen a lot of people's smoke weed. The first time I ever, my buddy, Brent Gill is a comedian. Mm-hmm. I was driving him. This is the first time I ever saw weed. Mm-hmm. I was driving him to a show in Pueblo, Colorado, him and then my buddy Scott, I think were in the back and they had like a, you smoke weed? Mm-hmm. Like a, what's the thing that you like
a grinder?
Yeah, mm-hmm. He got that out and the thing.
Yeah.
And I was like, what are you guys doing?
Like, what is this?
Yeah. I mean, I'd never seen it before.
Yeah.
I just grew up in church and and they were like, yeah, it's like a normal thing.
I didn't see weed till I was 17, I think.
Yeah, you didn't see, like physically time. See it.
Yeah, for sure.
Have you ever seen cocaine?
Yep.
I think, yeah, I've seen a pretty, now, have I seen the powder? I've seen people doing it.
Yeah.
I saw somebody at Red Door the other day. They have like these like high top tables.
Yeah.
And I was like, this girl goes under, goes like under. I go, we can see you. Like, what?
Hey, try to be subtle.
But I guess the other, I guess one time I was at Kid Rock's and this guy offered me a pill. Mm-hmm. I didn't know what it was, though.
Definite no.
No, I didn't do it.
Easy answer. Yeah.
I didn't know what it was, but he's like, it was like in a bat. He's like, do you want this? But that's not something that you know is illegal.
Yeah.
I guess outside of cocaine, all the other stuff, I wouldn't know what it was. I mean, I've seen like, what is in Breaking Bad?
Meth.
Those are like the crystals?
Yeah.
But it doesn't really look like that, right?
Well, you can...
Like the bags that were this big, that's like $1 million.
Yeah, you can... It comes in different forms. I mean, there's a ton... Every drug basically comes in different forms. It just depends on how you want to do it, I guess. I don't do a lot of drugs. I just want that to be clear.
Yeah.
I'm not that guy.
We can cut that part out if you don't want to say you smoke weed.
No, it's cool, man. Yeah. I do.
But no, I don't. I let me try to. But I go, if somebody like, because weed is now legal or in some places.
In some places, yeah.
And like if somebody had a severe like panic disorder mm-hmm. and weed would help you sleep.
Yeah.
You would say do that.
Well, and they've been using it for cancer patients going through chemo for a long time.
Yeah.
Like that's been the calming thing because obviously you get crazy nauseous and pain. Yeah. And
but that's just a tricky, like once, like, oh, it's easy to say, hey, don't go 150 miles an hour.
Yeah.
Because you're going to get that, because of the amount of that speeding ticket, mm-hmm. the amount, if you're going to double the speed limit, they're going to take away your license. And that's going to be at least $500, mm-hmm. if not more.
Yep.
So that's why you don't want to do it,
right?
Because of the law.
Right.
But if there was no speed limit,
yeah,
that's like an ethical question. Well, because
it's also like,
don't do it because you're going to kill yourself.
It's also like going fast is fun.
Also,
so
fun.
It's like my dad's method of teaching us not to do drugs and like get ourselves down that path was they're really fun. Drugs are fun. Drugs and alcohol are a good time.
Him. Yeah,
but. It's the decisions you make and the situations you get yourself into while you're doing
that
them
not fun.
That are really harmful to you.
Fair.
So like be smart with what you're doing.
Yeah.
Here. So that was kind of his approach. And I mean, it worked out for me. So,
I mean, I woke up the next morning after doing the Xanax and I was just like, dude, I'm just kidding.
I was like, oh, we are going to have to cut something out.
It's a concern, dude. No. But I do know that a guy was, do you know what benzos are? Mm-hmm. What are they? Is that a painkiller?
Same type of lane, I believe.
Xanax?
Yeah.
The first time I ever heard about that was in rehab, and a guy left rehab because he couldn't quit them. He couldn't get out. He couldn't get off.
Yeah, they're sedatives.
Yeah, it just chills you out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Valium, Xanax, Klonopin, like those are all in the same category.
Yeah.
They're benzodiazepines.
Yeah. It's so funny, dude. We had to go.
We should have my wife in here and talk about this, the pharmacist.
She knows.
Yeah.
Yeah, an actual expert.
Yeah.
You're like, yeah, this is what these ones do.
Yeah.
Yeah. I didn't know what any of them did, really. I know what alcohol does.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah. I was like, if we're going to do, let's just do that.
Let's do alcohol.
Well, let's do alcohol.
You guys want to do some alcohol?
Well, you want to do some drugs?
Yeah, dude.
Hey, drug.
So did she figure out, so she got what she needed?
I got the testosterone for my buddy and she got the lash booster.
Great.
Yeah. Everybody wins.
Nice.
Yeah. But we'll be back.
Yeah.
But it's always like, we were driving, there's this condo complex, mm-hmm. and there's like the drugstore right below it.
Mm.
And I go, man, if you lived there, like.
Yo, let me just run downstairs and get some Zanny bars real quick.
Real
Hold on.
Super, super quick. Super quick.
It's though. Like going to the kitchen to get a bag of chips.
Yeah. That I have to say, like, they're like, hey, John, is it hard to like not do meth every day?
Right.
I go, no, it's not, because I never done it. But if you did it.
Well, and you can't just pick it up at your corner store either.
Also that.
Yeah.
There should be like, if you're going to see like a, like when I was growing up, if you wanted to see like a naked woman.
Mm-hmm.
There is work.
Yeah.
A significant amount of work.
Yep.
To do that.
Mm-hmm.
You had to, the easiest way, and I never did it, but was a Playboy
mm-hmm.
at the gas station.
Yeah.
And you had to go look somebody in the eye. Look, she's looking at it. It's like, what, how old are you guys? You had to go look, you had to go to the gas station.
Yeah.
And look somebody in the eye and buy it.
Say, hey, this is what I'm into.
No.
This on the cover right here is what I'm into.
That's
now you
good.
Know that.
That's, and they were, the, yeah, they, and this is another human.
Yeah.
And no one's, that's not, there's like an element of like shame in that.
Yeah.
Some, I don't know what that's from. Is that yeah. religious or is that just from?
Probably both.
Culture.
I'm sure religion amplifies it for sure.
Yeah.
But yeah. like, yeah, it's, I mean, that's awkward whether you're atheist.
It's just uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I go, oh, that's not going to happen. So like, then like heard like of a buddy from my school, like he went to like, he drove like an hour away to a gas station.
To get one because he didn't want to bump in anybody.
He didn't want to see anybody from his school.
That's crazy.
And he like wore like a hoodie or something like that.
It's like a $30 round trip plus the magazine.
That's a tough move.
Yikes.
Dude. That's a tough move. It is. Mexico is, if you ever go down there, it is. I was just going to say shout out. I thought about this. Shout out. You know, we always like rag on like Karens
mm-hmm.
or like the culture does.
Right.
If you, Karens are keeping the vacation industry alive with the reviews.
Interesting.
Have you ever reviewed anything?
Yeah, I have.
You have?
Yeah, but only when there's something in it for me or I know, or I'm like familiar with the person or something.
It was unbelievable.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Right.
So like every resort down there, we went, I go, what are the reviews?
Mm-hmm.
What are the reviews?
Right.
And you go look at the reviews and everybody goes, the pictures on the website are this. And then they go, and you look at the reviews and go, no, it's old. Like the pictures not line up. Like
yes.
don't do this. Like they have no excursions. Like the food's terrible. And you go, all right, bye. Mm-hmm. And you go to the other one.
Yep.
They're like, they're not selling themselves as well as they should. This place is incredible.
Yes.
And if you are.
Those are the reviews that I'll write.
Yes.
Those types of ones.
And then we went on like these like excursions solely on the reviews.
Nice.
So, because they have like a photo booth or like a handbook of like.
Like a gallery of photos.
Yeah, of like the dolphin excursion. And there's yep. seven of them.
Yeah.
And you just go on TripAdvisor and they go, do not go on this one.
Mm-hmm.
And that, you're like, man, that like we found this like a 4x4. What are those things called?
Quad
ATV.
Like yeah,
an ATV,
ATV
tour.
Yeah. Yep.
It was the wildest thing I've ever been a part of. Like there's no rules down there.
Yeah.
Because there's no like, you know, like Rocky Dale Davis, you know, that comedian? He mm-hmm. like went down there to get his teeth done.
Nice.
Because he didn't have insurance. Because
the hats are $375 and the teeth are probably
so like you might, your teeth might get messed up for life.
Sure.
But they also might do a great job.
Yeah. They might sell your teeth on the black market, but like.
It's a risk.
Yeah.
They're going to sedate you with, you don't know what,
yeah.
but you're going to come back. And so like litigation is kind of like taking over this country where like you can't do anything.
Right.
Health insurance. So there was like a jet ski. There's like, you go down to the beach and pay like $50 to go on a jet ski.
Nice.
Right. And this, they go, it's cash and there's no, it's a guy.
Yeah. It's going straight in his pocket.
Straight in his pocket. And I don't know where this jet ski came from. And so they go, there's no like waiver.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing.
Yeah.
And
you could just not come back with it.
You could. I mean, they could probably find, but you wouldn't know where to go, but you could.
Yeah.
You, there's not a, yeah. I go, the people that went on before us, like, just got, it was like a mom and a son got on, and you got, there's big waves. Mm-hmm. So they got to like go, and then you got to gas it.
Oh, they make you get it off the beach?
Yes.
Yikes.
No, they put it in the water, but yeah. Then you got, like, I've ridden a jet ski before a bunch of times. So
you
got to
get through the breakers though.
And this woman went and flipped it. It was flip, and it was a mom and a son.
Yeah.
They're not wearing helmets and weight. It was like, I go, this could kill somebody.
Yeah. And the guy on the beach is not thinking, well, that could be a lawsuit.
No, I don't think they have lawsuits.
No, dude.
Can you sue someone across cultures? You can't.
No, there's no jurisdiction. I don't think so.
You couldn't sue a Mexican, because who would you sue?
No, because that's what extradition is, right?
Like, yeah, what court would rule? Like,
no, you can't. You would have to do it in Mexico.
You would have to be like,
because like for the same reason why like the WikiLeaks guy or Snowden, like they leave.
He's like,
we
I
can't
live
do anything
here.
Until somebody sends him back to us.
Then you can. Yeah, then you can prosecute him on your own.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that I can. You can.
We talk about a lot of stuff here that we have no idea. Did you see the AD thing?
What that?
So we were talking about the dates and the calendars and how we didn't know what AD meant.
Oh yeah.
We were
yeah.
like year of our Lord. What is that?
So my buddy did tell me. He's
dude,
like,
that's you got, what it means.
What?
AD Anno Domini, year of our Lord.
Really?
Can you believe that?
Wait, hold on. My buddy did text me. He goes, you need a fact checker on the show because you say stuff is wrong all the time.
Yeah.
AD means that was before Christ.
Yeah.
No, we are in AD now.
Yes. Yeah. After Christ. Yes.
Wow. I thought it was is BC and AD, right?
Yes.
The year of the Lord.
Yes.
So we were right. Or we were wrong.
We weren't understanding that's literally what AD translates to. That's what we were missing.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
We got a billion DMs and comments.
They were like, dude, you
people
idiot.
Being like, it's right in front of you. You didn't even do one.
Oh, is it? Like, what is it? What language is that? Latin.
Latin.
Oh, yeah, I knew that.
AD,
yeah.
Anno Domini, the year of our Lord.
The year of the Lord. I said the year of our Lord at the
Did
beginning.
You know that's what AD meant?
No.
Right. That's what I'm
saying.
That's how
I got it. Oh, yeah. Okay. I got it. Got it. Right that's there. Hilarious. Yeah. What idiot. Everybody's like, you. Because I said 2022, the year of the Lord.
Yep.
Because I just, that's a phrase that I know.
Yeah.
Dang it, dude. That is, who has that, what is that, that sports show on ESPN where they do they have the fact checker at the end of the show?
Oh,
Stat Boy?
It's Pardon the Interruption.
He's like, what did we miss?
What did we miss?
Yeah.
I love
Tony
that.
Reale.
Yeah.
We should get that.
Let's level
next
up.
Week.
Yeah, we'll get that.
Stats. Yeah, no, Mexico was good. We got back.
Good.
There's like people from everywhere all over the world there.
Mm-hmm.
And like, have I ever said about my jokes, like as a comedian, I always go too far because I do it for a living.
Yeah.
Okay. So there was these people next to us in the pool and I go, we were having an argument about where they're from.
Yeah.
And my girlfriend was like, I think they're from London. And I was like, I think they're from Australia, okay. Which is like, that's probably offensive too.
Could you hear them talking?
Yeah, we could hear them talking.
Gotcha.
So then... We start chatting. It was like everybody from everywhere. We start chatting with them. And then they were like, I go, I have a pretty good British accent. Dude.
We're about to find out if you do.
I go, this is my lead. Like, this would be funny. Because I feel like if someone had come up to me and was like, I have a pretty good Alabama accent, I'd be like, yeah, let's hear it.
Mm-hmm.
And we got, it's like everybody is the same.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody all over the world is the exact same.
Yeah.
They're annoyed with super. And I go, what did I say? Hello, you want to go get some shrimp? And they started dying, dude. They started dying. And we were like their best friends for like the rest of the week.
That's awesome.
And there's no, oh, you get in the, what is there? They get in the queue. You yeah. get in the queue. And they were just dying. And I was like making fun of, but it's not making fun of them.
No.
It's like,
it's teasing.
It's
fun.
Just teasing them. Yeah. And then they have a daughter and she goes, she does a pretty good American accent.
Nice.
I go, I got a pretty good English accent. Well, at first I said, we were trying to guess where you were from.
Mm-hmm.
And then of course my girlfriend's like, no.
Don't say, like, yeah, don't lead say with that. Yeah.
He's yeah. like, don't. I go.
Hey, we were judging you from right across the way that we just.
They go, oh, hi. And then we go, oh, hi. And then we were at the bar or something like that. We're like, well, I was trying to guess where you were from. And she goes, shoot. I go. And then I go, I got a pretty good English accent. And then we did like a, I go, what is, they were from Birmingham, England.
Mm-hmm.
Birmingham, England or something is where they're from.
Yep.
Birmingham, but pronounced like that. So I go, hey, and now we talked about me being a comedian. And I go, do you have like an area that you like make fun of?
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, if
yeah.
here you go. I was talking to this girl, but then I figured out she's like from Huntsville, Alabama. So, you mm-hmm. know, whatever the dumb stereotypes are. She yes. doesn't have any teeth. She's not educated. She yep. dates her cousin, whatever. And I go, she goes, oh, yeah, the Scottish. or what are they?
Just as a whole.
I go,
all of
oh,
them.
We're all the same.
Yeah.
I was like, what are the places that you like roast? There's like a girl from like a, if you date like an Irish girl, that means like, mm-hmm. and I was like, oh, yeah, we're like, you don't know my jokes, but you got it.
Yeah. I always like thinking about in those interactions where it's like you're meeting a representative of a culture.
Yeah.
What if they are just a terrible representative of the
that culture?
Like, and you have no idea.
Like, what?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Like, I don't know.
Yeah. Like you're going to meet another person from there and they're going to be like, we don't think that at all.
And we don't think that. You're like, that guy said that? Yeah. You're like, I don't know. I've just been carrying that on for yep. this whole time.
I spread that on my podcast. Yeah.
They went like during the day one time to go up and watch like an English Premier League game.
Nice.
Like they all went and they said, this is wild, Andrew. They said what they don't understand about American sports. They go, because if you go to like a English Premier League, they're all right there.
Yeah.
Like there's like within 30 minutes, there's another team. And there's like, I don't know how many of them, 20 of them, mm-hmm. all within like 2 hours. And he goes, I didn't understand American soccer because everyone was chanting. He goes, but the other team's not in there.
In where?
In the stadium.
Oh, yeah. It's all the
home
fans.
It's half and half.
Right.
They're chanting at them.
Right.
They're chanting at them. He's like, screw you guys. You guys are idiots. And yes. he goes, all y'all were chanting, but he's like, everyone's on the same team in there.
Yeah. It's a literal echo chamber.
I know. My mind was blown.
Our stadiums are not split like that until
what?
You get to like postseason.
This red light is blinking. Is that okay?
Yeah, that's good.
All right. Yeah, I go, oh. He goes, it was very silly. I watched it. He said he watched an MLS game.
Yep.
And they're all, because we do the like chants in yeah. soccer. Like, it was like.
What? It is. Very, yeah, it's all the same people. Who are you yelling at?
Yeah, who are you yelling at? We're all like the other team? Yeah. I guess.
Yeah.
But he said in it, because all the English Premier League, they're all right there.
Mm-hmm.
They're all within driving distance of it's like all the like it's like five teams in Nashville.
Their fan participation's on a different level too.
And they're
like,
all
they're there to yell at each other for
but
sure.
Chanting during is a very soccer thing.
Mm-hmm.
We don't do that really in football because you want to be quiet when the team's on offense and then you just want to roar when they're on TV. You don't really defense and basketball, maybe.
Yeah, baseball a little bit as well.
Chanting,
let's go Yankees.
We do like the tomahawk chop.
Yep,
but that's like yeah. Oh,
but again, the whole stadium's doing the tomahawk.
They're all like, there's no enemy. I guess the other team,
right?
But he goes, we always chant like something about the other team's owner's mom or something like that. They're telling me all these chants, and they go, I don't understand American soccer. I go, well. Yeah, if you're Austin.
Neither do most Americans. So
if you're Austin, if you live in Austin and Minneapolis team, they're not coming down there.
Right.
Right?
Yeah. There's like no.
I guess maybe like Auburn, Alabama.
Mm-hmm.
But again, if it's in Tuscaloosa, all the Alabama people are there.
Yeah.
There is no visitor. You can't get tickets.
You only get it in the postseason.
Maybe.
And it's still not as much because there's still
game,
a home field.
It's neutral.
So is there even a home field advantage over there?
No.
There can't be, right?
There's a crowd advantage, whoever's louder.
Right.
They have their own stadiums.
Mm-hmm.
But I think they just split them up, the tickets up. They don't, it's just 50-50.
That's interesting.
Yeah. I go, that's like something where somebody other says to you and you go, oh.
Yeah.
I'm going to be up nights.
I'm going to think about this a lot. Yeah.
I'm going to be up nights. We were in the, we were sitting down there at the beach and we saw that Will Smith had posted.
Oh, yeah.
Did you see that?
Yes.
Well, we were sitting there on the beach and there's like a bunch of stuff to do down there. We're on vacation and somebody looks at their phone and she's like, Will Smith has posted a comeback. And I thought, here's what I thought. I go, and I didn't see it. And I still haven't seen it, but I go, I think I'm good with Will Smith.
Mm. Yeah.
Like, I don't think I was waiting on one.
Yeah, I only watched half of it for that reason.
Yeah, I don't think I like, it had nothing to do with me. It didn't like if somebody's like, oh, I'm not going to watch Hitch anymore. I still would.
Yeah, for sure.
Yes, dude. Will Smith has some unbelievable movies.
Yeah.
Hitch. Men Pursuit of Happiness.
Yep. Pursuit of Happiness.
Pursuit of Happiness is unbelievable. Bagger Vance. That's a golf movie.
I don't think I know that one.
Wait, is Will Smith in that? Can you look that up, Andrew? Is Will Smith in Legend of Bagger Vance? I think he is. Muhammad wasn't that good, was it?
Ali? I don't even think I saw that one. Movie. What's the one? Seven?
Yeah. Seven?
7 pounds. Is that what it's called?
Unbelievable.
That one was really good.
Look at the best Will Smith movies.
Will Smith is in The Legend of
Bagger Vance.
I haven't seen
golf that movie. You've been quiet for 35 minutes and this is where you got to be involved? King Richard? Yeah. No, you're right though.
I haven't watched that
Abby one. Says King Richard. Oh, that was why he did the slap.
Right.
Because he was in that zone, right?
Sure.
Yeah. He was like in the... No, he was like channeling that character, right? Oh, no, that's Richard, the... What is King Richard from the Venus...
It's a,
yeah, yeah, okay, I'm right. I'm, right. Yeah, yeah, I'm right. Yeah, 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 yeah. The dad.
At the Oscars gets insulted and just immediately goes into one of his...
Wait, no, that's what he said, I thought.
Was that his excuse?
I think he was like, because he was like very...
I'm still method acting?
I think so. Maybe not. I could be, but he was,
serve it again.
No, he was getting like awarded for that.
Yes.
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 You know how
I don't go. Know if I don't know if he was channeling.
Yeah, that might be tough. Yeah, yeah, that might be tough. Yeah, but he was. Yeah, he's very like he's like a very defensive. Like,
yeah,
yeah, standing up for his daughters in the movie. I don't know, maybe not.
Sure,
but I go. Well, do you want to watch Will Smith's apology? I go. I didn't think I required one.
Yeah, and it did look, again, I only watched the first half of it because I kind of felt similar to you. Like, I don't really need to see the rest of this.
It was good.
It led with an apology to Chris Rock, and then it turned into just kind of him, like, answering
questions
that he felt needed explanation. But
it was
like,
very, like...
But
like,
did we need that explanation?
I did not.
Yeah.
And now, but if, it, like, he has a... But I don't... If he's at odds with Will's, with Chris Rock, I don't care about that.
Yeah, text him.
Yeah, that's between y'all.
Yeah.
I got no, like...
Also, just, like, talk to your wife.
Yeah. Like,
clearly, this is about you guys. Go do that.
Or I got, yeah, whatever y'all have, we're good.
Yep.
That's a personal issue. What I'm saying is to support Will Smith's brand or, I don't think I follow him on Instagram, but to like his stuff, I need no explanation.
Yeah.
And I thought about that in relation to when I got canceled and I came back, like... I was like at a place where I was doing much better in my personal life. And I was like, I want to start like making videos again.
Mm-hmm.
And I felt like everybody was like, okay, well, we need some explanation.
Right.
You need to address this somehow.
Yeah. You can't just walk back into the room and be like, I'm back.
You can't just be like, what's the deal with quarantine? Yeah. You're like, what? They were like, don't we have some things to discuss?
Masks, no masks.
Yeah. Anyway, so what's the driving alone with a mask? What an idiot. They're like, dude, you've been gone for 8 months. What happened?
Yeah.
Because those people were like very, and the people that my fan base now, which is bigger than it was then, are very, these people are, especially in social media, they're very loyal to you.
Mm-hmm.
And they think when you follow someone on and they're posting daily on an Instagram story, and they think they know you, which is good. They do. So when you're like, "How was? We need what happened?
Yeah.
Oh, I defended you to all my friends, and I share your videos.
Mm-hmm.
So what? We need an explanation,
right?
And some people, the explanation was what? Or they were those people probably already gone anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Is that like I would need if like. I'm trying to think of a good like if is Kevin Spacey making stuff again or no?
I don't know, but that's a good one.
Or like if he was like is he? I don't think so.
Kevin Spacey new movie.
All right,
looks like he was working on something starting in May of this year.
Okay, so he's just starting something.
Mm-hmm.
So like, but I don't know if I need an explanation from him.
You're kind of just good on it.
I mean, I don't know if I don't know.
Who do you want to see an explanation from?
Well, yeah, who do I need an explanation from? Like if a band like breaks up And then they get back together like, hey, what?
Yeah. One Direction. Why are you guys together?
That's who I need an explanation from. One Direction.
Yeah.
Wait,
yeah.
Are they together? Or,
no, just in if they did,
they broke
it would
up.
Be like, yeah, they're broken
I think
up.
Everybody knows, you know. Oh no, Abby knows. Of course she knows. Lash Serum, King Richard, and One Direction. Yeah.
That's your resume right now. Yeah.
What's their status? Harry's the only one. Yeah, wait, but what about the other guy?
Zayn?
Yeah, Zayn. He's done. Yeah. Oh, yeah. So now they're not together. So if they were to come back, but if they were to come back, they just reunite. We don't need an explanation because everybody knows what those guys are doing.
I don't know. I think I need a little bit.
Like if somebody like it's. Wait,
we don't need an explanation from Kevin Spacey, but we need an explanation. From
yep.
Yeah. 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 That's exactly what I'm saying.
Yeah. Well, you know, it happens all the time where like a sports star that you like loved gets like a domestic violence or a DUI or like, and you go, wait, what?
Yeah.
Where you're like, oh, I thought he was, but then you go, oh, I'm still going to like the bull. I'm still going to watch the games.
Mm-hmm.
Like Charles Barkley, I think got in trouble for like, this is back in like the 90s with a prostitute or in like a drugs or something. They're going, ah, he goes, yeah, I had a long night. And everybody goes,
all right, cool. Dennis Rodman dipped out and took vacation to, I think, Peace. Vegas, like during the championship.
During, yeah, yeah,
I'll be back for the rest of the finals.
Oh, like when Bill Clinton, we need to.
He explained that one.
Yeah, we need to.
There's a lot of explanation.
I did not have. No, I don't think the explanation, it's funny because I don't, you know, Bill Clinton was a former president. Okay. No, that's not necessary. That's
since we do want to be so accurate and explain everything Bill on Clinton this podcast, clearly.
He, everybody was like, we need an explanation, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then he gave one and people go, no.
Right.
No. And the people didn't know when bought it.
So the explanation is also a risk because it's another chance to fail.
Yes. If they don't buy it,
right.
You were better off just going back and doing the thing and ignoring
it. Yeah. Like if One Direction got back together and they were like, yeah, actually the reason is because we just wanted to try our own things. We'd be like, no, we know Harry wanted to try his own things for sure.
Yeah.
We know that's the answer. So it would just be no, absolutely no.
And if Harry, I like Harry Styles, by the way.
Same. Very much so.
You like him?
Yeah.
I like him.
A lot.
I saw a video of him like when he was on like the...
he was on American Idol.
Yeah, with Simon. And he was being like... he's like a funny kid.
Yeah, I don't even think he gets picked.
Yeah, but I saw it this week. Yeah. I go, I like this guy.
Yeah.
Because my girlfriend's like obsessed with him.
Mm-hmm.
And I go, oh, that guy's cool.
Simon put them all together.
Oh, the whole band?
That's how that whole thing worked. I think it was X Factor, which is their American Idol. They all tried out for it, and he put them all together. He was like, they're not good solo, but we can put them all together.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. I didn't know that.
Cool, huh?
Did you know that? Oh, and they all put them all together. Yeah. But Harry's just very, like charismatic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's a star.
But then, yeah, you go, why would... That's like Justin Timberlake. He's like, you should do a reunion with NSYNC. He goes, no.
I'm good.
Yeah, he goes, I'm selling more tickets with them.
And I'm not sharing myself. The money five ways.
Yeah. Yeah. Harry Styles like, hey, come to it. He goes, no.
Yeah.
That's like DC Talk.
Mm-hmm.
Or like Toby Mac is like, he does his own arenas.
Yeah.
So I come by, he goes, why would I do that?
For what?
I go, that's a good point. That's a good point. Yeah, I guess the risk to come by like an apology video.
Mm-hmm.
So you can just keep going.
Right.
And then you might lose some people, and then the people like, but you risk bringing it all back up.
Right.
But you're like, well, I want people to still engage and like my stuff.
It's so hard to know like what the public opinion is, right?
Yeah, on you.
Right.
Because you think it's different than what people, because if Will Smith is like, we gotta.
Yeah.
And if it goes, and everybody goes, yeah, we were good on it.
Yep.
Or you don't apologize and people go, we need to know.
Mm-hmm.
Dang.
Tough,
dude.
Man.
I'm trying to think of who are like your franchises in sports?
I like the Yankees.
Okay.
And then I kind of just like, I like athletes. So like, okay, I like watching athletes. The Lakers cause I like watching LeBron play.
Okay.
Hockey, I really have no dog in the fight.
No dog. Yeah. Did you need an A-Rod? Steroids? Did you need an explanation?
Need that one.
You needed that one. Yeah. Yep. All right. See, I didn't because I'm not a fan.
Sure.
But if you were, I think here's a good one. Atlanta Falcons, Michael Vick.
Mm-hmm.
Wait. Did I? I mean, I didn't.
I don't think I needed one there.
No, I don't. I don't think I did. He was.
That's kind of terrible to say. Now I'm like comparing, like Andrew was saying. Like now I'm comparing the things I do. And
why
don't
do you need an explanation? Yeah, I did not need an explanation for Michael Vick.
Yeah.
And because his crime is so like black and white. Like I was thinking of like Henry Ruggs.
Yeah.
Raiders receiver.
Okay. Yeah.
I don't really need an explanation from him because.
What did he do?
He was the receiver who was like blackout drunk, drove 150.
Oh, and yep. And killed him. Yeah. You go, yeah.
Yeah, you made a horrific decision. I don't like
it. And that's top to bottom. Everybody knows that's, yeah.
He feels terrible. We all know it.
Yeah. And do you need to come out and say, they ruined your life. Yeah, we got it.
Drag yourself through it. Yeah, I don't think so. Yeah,
I agree. You need to be straight with the family and you need to all that on your private side. But for me to.
I think that's why we feel the same way about Will Smith.
Why?
We get it, man. Hey, you're going through it. We get it. You're good. Just
you're good with us.
Do more movies, man.
You're good with us.
Yep.
Yeah. And if movies making movies, you're great at it.
Mm-hmm.
You're transcendent at it, actually. And if you want to go back and make them, I like them.
I think it also comes down to how much attention it's already gotten. Like I'm also sick of the Will Smith coverage.
I don't need it. I just don't need it. It's already been like and we've been back and forth and back and forth about who said what and what. Yeah, I'm good.
Yep.
I'm good on it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's already everybody's. Now, if he had something that if he was like, hey, I was right before that, I got a text from my son that said, and that's why I go, oh,
yep.
That would be very helpful to somebody if you don't have all the pieces of the story.
Mm-hmm.
There you go. Oh.
The only thing I want to hear from him is like, hey, so here's what's really going on with me and Jada.
Yeah, none of that's our business.
Only, yeah, none of our business. But if he wanted to say something, that's the only thing I want to
hear. I don't require that to go to still ingest his art.
Not at all.
Yeah.
And I don't require him to give me that info.
No.
It's just if you wanted to, I would listen to that.
I'd listen to it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of there was a guy when the Falcons were in the Super Bowl that he got caught with a prostitute the night before the game.
Mm-hmm.
Remember that?
Yep.
How was that guy's name? But yeah, now that's a good example of we get it.
Yep.
It's a poor choice.
Yep.
We don't need an explanation.
Mm-hmm.
It's very uncomfortable to have an explanation.
Yeah.
Like, I got it.
Yep.
Yeah. But who, if you come back, like Deshaun Watson.
Yeah. Yeah. Very current topic. Good call. I want explanation there.
Well, I'm not a Texans. Is it Texans or Browns? What is he? Is he going?
I think he's with Cleveland now.
I think they just. It was like 26 women or something like that. But it was like they've been paid off, right? Not paid off. Sorry, legally they've been. It's been
settled.
Settled. Yeah, that's a better way to say.
Yeah, I haven't kept up with it.
Yeah, it's been settled.
But like the fact that he's adamantly fighting against it is why I want explanation.
I need an explanation.
Because it's like, if you're maintaining innocence here, man.
Come, yeah.
Bring it.
We're here.
Yeah. Start a podcast.
And I think by default, all these people it's all celebrities that we're talking about, is we like their stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Or we like how he throws we like how he acts. We like how he throws a football. We like how he shoots a basketball. We would like to continue to like it.
Mm.
I think.
So we're looking for reasons to be able to justify to ourselves.
Yeah.
Why we still
like Bill Cosby, like I can't watch that.
No.
Right?
Yeah, no. And don't want an explanation.
Now, I think unless there is one, but there's not. I don't think.
Yeah,
there isn't. There can't be. But you go, I think the Cosby show, you can't undo that.
Can you separate the art from the artist there?
I mean, there's Michael Jackson.
Right.
R. Kelly.
Mm-hmm.
that I still listen to their music. That's like, a lot of comics have a joke about that. You're like, I can't believe. And then it's like the remix, dude. Like,
yeah. 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 It still goes up. Yeah, you're like, still, play that and watch, see how many people
but
don't
then,
leave.
Then you're like, but I've like run into situations where like on Instagram story that you're going to, it would be like the R. Kelly song would be perfect. Like, like a theme for this Instagram story. Yeah. Like, maybe not. Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So, well, everybody does selectively.
Mm-hmm.
They have to.
For sure. Well, and even then it goes to like organizations. Like, what brands do you support?
We talked about this before.
It's the same thing.
But you don't support them now. Now you can't, like, you can't.
Yeah. Oh, you don't go to Starbucks anymore?
Okay. Yeah. You're going to stay on that for like 3 weeks. And then you're like, I need a latte.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. But everybody, you would like to continue to, like, I always had that joke that, anytime any football player gets suspended for whatever they've done, everybody on Twitter, I can't believe this is this is just an outrage. And then secretly to your buddies, like, yeah, we need a running back though.
Yeah, we like, do.
You go, hey, we could use a running back.
We got to move quick.
So you overlook, I guess, I mean, dude, all those like bands that they're doing all kind of stuff on the road and in the green room and all kind of that you go, I don't know, the music's good.
Yeah.
But you would, all you think you want to do is just keep listening to the music.
Mm-hmm.
You just don't want to have a heavy feeling.
Yeah, just adding stuff.
But I think the worst thing you do, the better you are at the art, the more forgiveness you get.
Yes.
You think so?
Yeah, I do think so.
Because like Michael Jackson was just, the songs were just so good.
Yeah. The wise prophet Future said, you do what you want when you pop in. And
dang,
I think
dude.
He meant that. And,
dang, that's,
I, and got, I subscribed to that.
I got that tattooed on my shoulder. Dude.
Nice.
You do what you want when you pop in?
Yeah.
And we need Josh back in here to explain that.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like a team that's like winning. They're like winning. They're undefeated. And they're like, there has some, they go, nah.
Yeah, whatever.
But then you're losing all of a sudden and you're got two guys that go out and get drunk. Then that's an issue.
Yep.
And then he gets fired.
Yeah.
Yeah. You do what you want when you pop in, though.
There it is.
Well, if you're a guy, I mean, the NFL has it constantly. Somebody doing something. I mean, Josh Gordon has been suspended for weed 7 times.
Yeah.
But if it was like a mid-major receiver that was almost in the borderline of like you're cut.
Yes.
You're cut.
Exactly.
And it doesn't matter.
He's talented. We
and he him. Gets a D. Yeah. Yeah. And so, but that, does that, is that unfair?
I don't know if that's unfair. Dang.
I don't know either. Is that unfair?
Or is it the ultimate fair? Because he brings more to the table than others.
He's contributing
more. He deserves that leeway.
Dang, bro. This got me thinking.
It's everywhere too. Like, it's not just sports. It's not just entertainment. Yep. Like, think about your, like, whatever job you do, you people who are listening, like, whatever job you're at, there's someone there who is, they contribute a lot. They bring a lot to the table.
Yeah.
But they're also a pain in whatever other way.
They don't follow
way.
The dress code.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
And the CEO is like, this guy's sales numbers are off the charts.
Yeah. When you start selling like him, then you can start doing this.
You wear whatever you want to the office. Yeah. So it is kind of a sliding. Yeah. If the guy gets in a domestic thing and he's the 12th guy on the bench, he's done.
Mm-hmm.
He's done.
Yeah.
You can't afford to do that.
Yep.
Dang,
I think it's the ultimate fair. I think I like it.
I think it's the ultimate fairness.
Yeah.
So if you're LeBron James.
Yep.
And you, I mean, the NFL's the king of that.
Mm-hmm.
That the guys are going, he's back.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we needed him.
Yep.
I mean, it's got to be the king in college sports, has to be. The number one receiver, like there's a guy from the university that's going around after him and like getting NDAs signed. From,
yeah.
Like,
yeah. Right. I mean,
there
right.
is.
Right.
There you go. I can't do that.
I want to hear from the fan base what if you guys think that's fair or unfair. That's really interesting.
That's a great question. Is that fair in your, I mean, the contributions just have to be unbelievable.
They have to outweigh whatever baggage you're bringing with you. That's it.
That's the ultimate fairness.
That's it. I think if the scale tips that way, then
you're done.
Yep.
And then you go, well, wasn't that like, well, I can't talk about it, but yeah, there's like a, I was talking about with my comedy special.
Mm-hmm.
Like, legally, I can't discuss some of the details right. of it, but like, I wasn't that famous.
Mm-hmm.
To like, they go, what? Who?
Oh, yeah. I mean, is Chappelle the perfect example?
Yes. Yeah. They go, oh, yeah. So people were quitting. People were leaving. People were quitting Netflix.
Yeah. And they were like, go ahead.
And they go, yeah, we're good. But if they're quitting over my special.
Right. Yeah. Who gets shelved?
Yeah. They were like, if Peacock's like, we're coming out of the John Chris special. And one employee's like, I don't know. He's like, ah, yeah, no, nah, you're right. You're right.
Oh, you're thinking about quitting?
No, you're right. You're right. You're right. You're right. Yeah. They give you. Yeah,
dumb idea.
You,
dumb idea.
No. Forget it. Yeah. Well, that's everybody. You get like a liability person. And when you get more fame, success, you get less like there's less consequences.
Yep.
Or there.
I think that's accurate.
Yeah.
There's less consequences.
Cause I go, yeah, you're bringing in so much money.
Yeah.
You're good.
Is it less consequences or a different type of consequences?
What do you mean?
Because like socially,
yeah,
you're in the spotlight way more.
Yeah.
So you have to deal with the court of public opinion more yeah. often.
You have to address it maybe.
And so, yeah, right. Yeah, yeah, opposed yeah. to if you're not in yeah. the spotlight, then.
Yeah.
So the consequences kind of shift the way that they hit.
Dang, dude. Yeah. Obviously like the people that like my favorite, have we talked about this in the pod? I think we have that when TikToks, when they say they hope they're going to go a certain way mm-hmm. and then the comments just.
Yes.
Go the opposite.
Yeah.
Those are my favorite of all time.
Yeah.
When they go, we just want to, and then everybody goes, no.
Oh, you thought.
The comments were not, they just derailed them.
Yeah.
So you go, I really think people want to hear about whatever topic, mm-hmm. and everybody goes, nah, mm-mm. dude, it's the best, dude. Shoot, that's a good, I didn't ever thought about that.
Yeah.
What are things, mostly sports, and I guess, television, and then I mean people you follow on Instagram.
Yes. Yeah, sports and entertainment. No. I'd say just kind of all of it
yeah.
under one umbrella.
Oh, speaking of,
what
should we do the thing with everybody from Instagram?
Oh, the left on red segment.
Yeah
let's run through some.
All right,
explain, why don't you explain what it was?
This is the wildest thing ago. This is the wildest thing that I've ever, so it started off with what's his name, Darius Rucker,
right?
Your DM. I said, so we got everybody in essence to email either the email or DM us DMs to celebrities that have been left on red,
mm-hmm.
which is just hilarious because we looked up. You can DM the Rock,
mm-hmm.
you can DM Justin Bieber, anyone can, but you try to like hook it with something that's like relevant, right?
Right.
Something that they would like, something they think is funny, something they were going to respond to.
Right.
And most of people's responses were DMs that they sent to me.
Right.
That I was like, all right.
Hundreds.
Not me.
Hundreds of DMs. That
this girl's like,
you.
John, I've been DMing you since 2016.
Like, to the point where we're not even going to show any of okay, them because not, there's yeah, so
yeah.
many people.
That was all they were. I go, I kind of opened the door for that.
Yeah.
That's probably fair. Yeah. But let me try to think. If it's like a story reply, I probably generally don't read those
because
mm-hmm. there's too many.
Yep.
Like if you post a story, there's thousands.
Yep.
If it's like a, because it says reply to your story. What does it say? Reply to your story and then it just says it.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Right.
Yeah. Reply to your story. Here it is. So then when they just DM you directly, it just starts with whatever it is.
Right.
So I would just, I guess if I have time, I scroll through it. I'm talking about the unread.
Right.
I scroll through them and I look at whatever the first, there's like the first. This one said, I would, but you never read my, that's all it says.
Yeah.
So I know where that one's going.
Right.
All right. So I know I'll scroll past that.
Yep.
So if it's particularly, I'm not trying to be like do a thing here, but mm-hmm. if it's particularly compelling in the first five words.
Yeah.
Then I may open it. But then mm-hmm. if you open it, read it, it has to be again compelling enough to respond to.
Right.
And then you all, I just think it's like, where are we going after this?
Yes.
Then what?
Yeah.
What are we doing?
Do you need more friends? Like, what are you trying to?
Now, if somebody says something that's like particularly funny, that is like right up my alley.
Yep.
I'd be like, LOL, okay, that's honestly hilarious.
Mm-hmm.
But Like, read, how many do you have? I got a bunch of them.
I have a few that we pulled here. Like, I think this is the perfect example. This is
okay.
Sent in by Brandy Ferris 81.
Okay, say how many followers the other, who's this to?
So Brandy Harris, who has 175 followers, sent this to Khloe Kardashian, who has 266 million followers, which is a few more.
Oh, this is the one right here?
Yeah, this is perfect. Yeah. And all so
right. Oh no.
Her DM reads, "Congrats on your baby girl," mm-hmm. heart emoji. "Been thinking and praying about you the last few days. Mm-hmm. Can't wait to see pictures of your little one. Stay strong. Your baby girl is number one." No reply from Khloe thus far.
No, dude. No, you're not. No, dude.
That one is like the tough case study. Like that's
Brandy,
the one.
Tough. All right. Well, let's just break it down because we have the. Right.
Let's give some constructive analysis here.
All right. Congrats on your baby girl. All right. It's first of all, she posted probably about an ultrasound or something.
I'm sure.
So, congrats on the. That's for, there. She has 5,000 of those.
By the way, the date on this is April 12th, 2018.
A lot of people said that they DM celebrities sometimes when they're like their favorite celebrities and they delete them because it reminds them that they're their favorite person. And they don't want to be reminded of my rejection. Wow, I know.
Okay. Dang.
But I was scrolling back through mine. There's a DJ duo called Two Friends.
Yeah.
You know those guys?
Yep.
All right. I don't know, but somebody put me onto their music, mm-hmm. and it's unbelievable. And I wanted to get a playlist for my tour, like a pre-show.
Nice.
And I was like, "Hey, can you guys like? I'll pay you."
Yeah.
But that's like somebody asking me to come to their like their daughter's like birthday party.
No, it's different because it's for your show.
Yeah, but those guys are rich
for sure.
Very. They go. We're not, I don't know, but they didn't respond.
Yeah.
And it's just like, oh yeah, I thought I was like in with them or something.
He thought it was going to be like, oh, we're in the,
I was like, I like your music. They have, things. So does everybody, dude.
Yeah.
But there's sometimes.
We have 266 million followers. You're one of them.
You think we respond to this? Yeah, yeah. Also, we have like a website. With like an agent.
Yeah, you can be a book through them, dude.
You think I'm like, oh, hold on.
They wake up every day and scroll IG DMs to see if any gigs
are But I get confident. See, that's what happened to you, right? You got too confident. Yeah, and who'd you message? SportsCenter. Okay, it's not SportsCenter. These are not people. All right, who's that?
Hannah Malouche.
Hannah Malouche. All right, and what'd you say to her? All right, go ahead. No, whatever this is. No, hold on. Oh, no. This is a bad. All right, hold on. Wait, explain. She was, what's the setup?
So I'm currently a senior at Clemson.
Okay.
That might be too much information to share.
No, you're fine.
But she went on her YouTube channel and said she was starting to look.
At colleges. Okay.
Because she took a year off. She's the same age as me, 21.
Common bonds.
Yeah.
I see
so
that.
So I was all right, this girl might need a little bit of guidance mm-hmm. on where to go to college.
Trying to like get comments just for the sake of the algorithm. Actually needing, like there's actually pamphlets and counselors, guidance counselors that would do this sort of thing. But like, yeah.
So me being like, okay, I'm going to be nice and like help this girl out. I DM'd her.
Yep.
Let me just, she has 1.8 million followers.
This is unbelievable.
I said, hey, this might be super weird, but I stumbled across your video for applying to colleges and I saw that you applied for Clemson.
Yep.
So if you need any help discussing like what major you're going to do, like
yep.
it's in the middle of nowhere because that's where Clemson is. It's in Clemson, South Carolina.
Yep.
I could definitely answer some of your questions. And then I put three hearts.
Three hearts?
Yeah.
All right. That's fair. So that's fair. I like that. Here's where I think it went wrong. Here's where I think it went wrong. What'd you lead with?
This might be super weird.
Yeah. Okay. So we're both acknowledging it's weird. So she just like, I think this is, that's like, we've said that before. Like when the girl sat down next to me on the Southwest flight, she goes, hey, this might be weird. But I go, well, now it is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then it happens to me also when people go, like, why was the I stumbled across it necessary? Because it's like a lowering the. No, it is. It's like a, I don't really like your stuff, but like you didn't stumble across it. You subscribed to her.
I don't know if I am subscribed.
All right. Well, you didn't.
But
yeah, it's like a.
But yeah, I was like trying to like. There was like a lot of lack of confidence.
Like she's gonna
that message.
Oh, you're chill like that. Oh, okay, cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. You chill. I was like trying to come off like I don't want to come off as like, oh, you're kind of a celebrity.
Yes. Yeah, yeah. All right, so, dude, like, a lot of mine are like this. A lot of the ones that I've sent are the similar.
Yes.
Yeah. Hold on. I got the one that is right up the exact same alley. There's this that's an excellent one. Where is the okay, Connor Wood.
Yep.
Is Fibula on Instagram.
Nice. Good handle.
Hold on. I'm looking to the right person. Okay, this guy's not that popular. Okay, no, he is. No, he is. He is. He's 153,000 followers. So somebody goes, I think I saw you at LAX. I think I saw you at LAX.
Probably.
And wanted to ask you if you are from Texas. But I felt like a weirdo and left you alone. Carry on, comma, rising famous person.
Oh my goodness, dude.
That's the same type of thing. So you're like trying to, like with the, I stumbled across it.
Yeah.
Like you're trying to even the score here.
Yes.
But
you're humanizing, you're connecting.
We're like, hey, this, you're up here. Or because I tried to do it with the two for like, hey, I'm like touring or like,
yeah,
they're like, no,
yep.
But she does have good information
for sure. Would absolutely be helpful.
No, that it the motive is sincere.
Yes,
to help.
Yes,
or like to, but if someone wasn't popular, you wouldn't want to help them.
Would you?
You would. Okay, give benefits.
Just
out.
Judging right, her character. Yeah, yeah. She so would like, help.
I saw you at Alex and didn't want to be weird because you're like, yeah, it's weird,
right?
But if you go, hey, dude, big fan of your stuff. You did great. That's not weird.
Right.
And you keep walking. You're like, can I get a photo? It's not weird.
All right. Then this is what we need.
That, yes.
You need to speak for all celebrities. Okay, and you need to give.
Just like we've been doing all podcasts.
You need to give the how to DM a blue check mark template so that people can use that.
And I've done it wrong many times.
Mm-hmm. So you've learned from your mistakes. Yep. We've learned from others' mistakes at this point. I think we need that from you.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. All right.
So pitfalls to avoid.
All right. Yes. Don't say this might be weird. Don't mention this might be uncomfortable. Don't mention I never do this because you do. You do this. And you're like, I never.
You're doing this.
You're doing this.
Right now, you are doing this.
Yeah. Don't mention like everybody says like, hey, like my friend sent me your video about this. And I happened to like, I was scrolling like my,
stumbled across it.
You wouldn't DM someone you stumbled across. Mm-hmm. This is someone you regularly engage with.
Yep.
And then just say whatever it is that you want to say. We're like, hey, my aunt has the same middle name as, that's a weird thing, but I'd be cool with that.
Yep.
If I saw them in person, I would go, my aunt has this weird name. It's like my middle name is Barack.
Right.
Like very uncommon. They were, my aunt has the same middle name and I heard yours was that. And like, if I got that DM, I probably wouldn't respond to it, but it wouldn't be weird.
Yeah.
What's up, dude? Oh, cool. That's crazy that's your first name. My aunt is the same thing. Anyway, love your videos. It's not uncomfortable to compliment them. Like, what did the Kardashian girl say? She said, been thinking and praying for you for 30. You can't say that.
Mm-hmm.
Been thinking and praying about you the last few days. No. No. But you can think and pray.
Yeah.
That's fine.
Yep.
Like, I think I got like a lot of, this one says, this is to, look these people up and figure out who they are.
Yep.
I mean, I don't want to be disrespectful too.
For sure.
Look up, I don't know who you are.
There's too many famous people.
There's a lot. They're way too many. Like if somebody's like, who's John Crist? I would have no problem with that.
Sure.
Aaron Napier.
Aaron, like
E-N-I-R-A-P-E-A-R.
Wait. Aaron, A-A-R-O-N?
Oh, sorry. No, E-I-R-N.
Gotcha.
And then N-A-P-I-E-R. Yeah.
TV personality.
Okay.
1.3 million followers.
Yeah. What show? She's a... she's Christian. All right. She's like a... All right, I got it. I don't have it, but I got it.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Hey, Aaron.
Don't start there.
They already know who you're DMing. Just wanted to say we love your show and had an awesome time in Laurel the other day.
Yeah, Laurel Mercantile. It's your spot.
We were that crazy Texas van that drove by a couple times while y'all were filming. Mom made us swing by the third time for a picture. So sorry for that. Anywho, we love your stores and can't wait for a new season of the show.
That kind of checks all the don'ts.
Not only unread, but blocked. I mean, not, but that's all the things wrong.
Yeah.
This is actually very educational.
Yeah.
We were the crazy people.
Already.
Okay.
Yeah.
And that's been a similar theme.
Yep.
We were this might be weird, addressing anything that's abnormal.
Yes.
This might be weird. You thought.
You're DMing me. That's abnormal.
It's abnormal.
Already.
I would say I would not. I mean, I've done it a million times too.
Sure.
I would say I wouldn't DM somebody, but I do.
But there's gotta, that's what I'm saying. They're like, we've picked apart DM how Kim not Kardashian. To. There's gotta be a, yeah. This is how you do it.
If Kim Kardashian, what situation would I DM Kim Kardashian? Okay, no.
Abby said, ask her about Pete Davidson and why they broke up.
We talked about. No. If you say.
Abby's been over there DMing more people. She hasn't been listening.
How about you guys were just on the beach and you dropped your wallet.
There you go.
I have your ID.
Yep.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Or you get on Instagram and you're like, hey, my daughter has a stuffed animal and we lost it. And she's been crying about it. Like, I have it. I found it at the, wherever you were, I was there. I have it.
Mm-hmm.
You hit a certain point of celebrity where there is almost zero scenario where you're going to, you would never DM Kim.
I would say somebody.
No, but you know what though? Kim is really family oriented like that. If it's one of those things.
Oriented, dude.
I bet you Kim Kardashian hasn't responded to a DM in a decade. That
you might be. Oh, I doubt that. I doubt that. You think so? I doubt that. But if it's something, no, dude, if LeBron James tags her, she's seeing that. I promise you.
I think so too.
Yeah.
She's too good at the game.
She built the whole platform on that. Well, but I do.
I agree with what you're saying though. There is a point of like, yeah, I'm not. Do not DM me for anything ever.
That's how me and Scott Stapp from Creed became friends. I became friends with tons of people through DMs.
Okay.
Tons of celebrities through DMs.
Yeah, Scott Stapp is not Kim Kardashian, though.
Yeah, no, true. But like, I've DM'd a lot of people and we are friends
mm-hmm.
from that.
Yep.
So you can't.
I DM'd you and we're friends from that.
Yes, dude. Yes.
We did the Earn thing and then I DM'd you and I was we were friends from
and
that.
And you go, I think you can get getting my phone number from Ernest would have been weird.
For sure.
But you're like, hey, what's up? Enjoyed the episode.
Yep.
We got similar.
We connected on some stuff.
And I go, what's up?
That. Yeah.
And this is a transaction that it was mutually beneficial, and here we are.
Yep.
Yeah. So we can't say don't do it.
Right. Okay. Good. Finding ground here.
Yeah.
This
we're finding ground. Don't say. Yeah. It's any super fan related stuff is going to be scary.
Yeah.
Like, but then you try to talk yourself off the super fan stuff and be like, I don't really follow you. Like somebody else sent me the stuff. Like,
mm-hmm. it's like when someone's like, I'm not lying to you.
It's the same thing. Probably lying. Same type energy. This one's funny. This is a girl that just DM'd. She said. I don't know him personally, but I DM'd Riley Green and kept asking him to be my date to my sister's wedding. I did it a total of 15 times. Hold on. He saw every single one of them.
Yes. Yes.
Everything. See, like mine don't say red.
Yeah.
They say red, yeah. Red, red. Like.
I think that's hilarious tough. Because you're probably a story in Riley's life now too. Like that's, Riley's probably like, yo, this one girl has DM'd.
He knows who that is
for sure.
If he's read it 15 times,
yes.
And I promise you, Riley Green. Look up how many followers Riley Green has.
He's a handsome man,
good looking guy.
Yeah,
does he live here?
Yeah,
but he's not. He doesn't have a unmanageable amount of followers.
No. Oh no, actually, he's not Riley Green on that. He's something Duckman.
Oh, is he?
Yeah,
that is hilarious.
I'll find him.
God.
Yeah.
DJs.
Yeah. They're your buddies? If they've responded to you, I'm going to be pissed.
No.
I'm just kidding.
I'm saying they should have responded.
Oh, they should have? Yeah.
You have 8 times.
Yeah, but they do. I mean, the festivals they do are huge.
Right.
Those guys are like
We're wrong, by the way. Riley has grown significantly in the last few years.
Oh, dang it, dude.
He has 933,000 followers now. Yeah, so, yeah, he's up there.
All right. Well, seeing every all 15 is just great.
That is hilarious.
Yeah. Riley Green's the man. Yeah.
That's awesome. Yeah. If you want to come on and talk about that DM, come on through.
All right. This is my friend that went to Justin Thomas as a golfer.
Mm-hmm.
She went to the tournament that she was playing in, and he posted a story there.
Mm-hmm.
And she responded, "You did good today." Two claps.
Yep.
Seen, not responded to.
Tough.
Follows up. This is unbelievable. This is just so tough to come back from. Follows up with a photo. a disappearing photo.
Okay.
Seen. That's tough.
This is an epidemic, dude.
That is tough. It really, we should have started with this. We always do this. We get to the fun stuff at the end of the episode. All right. That is absolutely an L.
There was one that there was another one that I'm trying to find that was similar.
With a photo?
Gosh.
That is just unbelievable. I don't know how you come. It wasn't, she said it wasn't a photo of her, though. It was like a photo of like, I think it was a photo of her shoes or like she was wearing, I can't remember, like
something that like he would click with him,
or like he has a brand that it's like he or wearing his pair of or something like that.
Okay.
And seeing not, so it wasn't like a photo of her.
Yeah.
That's tougher to come back from.
I like these ones. This is a different kind.
Oh, here we
go. This is Cam_Harvey7 sent this one in, and he says, this is my response after he asked us in a post for us to message him with show requests. So like the celebs who are asking, hey, please DM me with things that you're
like, things. All right, I don't know what show request means, but like not cities to come to.
Right.
Like,
no, this is Jason Gray music.
Oh, all right.
It's not so much the message is funny. It's just the fact that he asked for messages and then people messaged and he just left them. We don't even have to read it. It's all good.
She said, did he see it?
It doesn't look like it's red.
Oh, hilarious. He's like, but hey, DM me.
But message me though, yeah.
I mean, I get that. If I said, hey, is this weird? And we were about the mini libraries. We've been messaged about 1,000 times. I can't read them all, but I do the general consensus. If everybody's saying, we like this, do this, we like that, then you will read it.
Yep. How about speaking of mini libraries?
Okay.
We have a new submission that takes things to another level this week.
I've gotten a bunch of them too, but what is this?
This is from Andrea Waits. She sent in, it's a free little art gallery.
Stop it.
It says, dude. You may have heard of free little libraries.
You gotta put this photo. Can you put this photo on the YouTube?
For sure.
Yeah.
But have you heard of Lafayette's first ever little free art gallery?
I can't even, that's like artwork?
So like you can open this thing and like take out a piece of art.
Stop it, dude. I've seen some of them are like, they're like hygiene libraries.
Hygiene
like
libraries?
They just put like toothbrushes and stuff if you need that.
That one's kind of like socially helpful, I guess.
This is not helpful. This that is artwork not. Is not good either. It's children's artwork. It's bad art. I'm sorry, it's bad art. That's not good artwork.
That one's a note that just says take a breath.
Why are people this way, dude? Yeah. Why? I got one from Paul McCartney. No, somebody sent a DM to Paul McCartney.
Okay.
Paul McCartney, 7.6 million followers.
Yeah.
Can you tell me about the inspiration behind your song? Absolutely tough. About behind your song, The Night Before. Would you say it's a sad song about love lost or more nostalgic reminiscing or something else? Thanks in advance. Cheers. Sent. Oh, so not seen. No.
Here's what's wild about that one. I just Googled Paul McCartney The Night Before meaning.
Yeah.
They did an interview explaining.
Yes, of course.
The meaning behind the song.
That's like we talked about this before about like, hey, coming to Nashville, like where's the restaurants?
Yeah.
I'm like, Just say like you want to hang out. Mm-hmm. But you can't say that. You can't say that to somebody. It's like, where are the restaurants? We're like, oh, you should go to, I know the answer to that question.
Yeah.
I'll give you the, you should go to,
yeah, you got your Kane top
Prime, Jack Ruby's. And then they go, okay, got a reservation. When I come,
yeah,
like
yeah.
that's why they're hesitant to, and then you got to be like purposefully ignore it.
Right.
Because before you could be like, I didn't see it. Now, if you're in a conversation with them, now you don't know where to go.
Right.
This one's to JJ Watt of the Texans. Is he brave from the Texans now?
Yeah.
I know you get a lot of DMs. All right. Don't start there.
It is.
That's the same energy we're talking about. I know this is weird. I know you get a lot of DMs.
He's with the Cardinals, by the way.
Okay. Bad. Yeah. I know you get a lot of DMs, but I'm interested in her outdoor dining table. That's like his wife maybe or something.
Okay.
You posted a pic of it in one of your Insta stories. Do you have another pic of it? Do you even know where you got it? Super interested in getting one. TIA. What's TIA?
Thanks in advance.
Oh, yeah. That was September 1, 2019. Followed up January 4th, 2020. Just wanted to reach out again and see if you had any clue about your outdoor dining table. I would love to get a similar one. No response. Reach out again March 3rd. I'm guessing you are moving because it got traded.
Yeah. Looking to offload that dining room table.
I would love to buy your outside dining table. Smiley face, like a teeth showing gritty smiley teeth, face. Yeah. Please, please, please.
That's the worst one yet.
This person is going to wear your skin, dude.
JJ, are you on Facebook Marketplace? Because if you are, by chance, I would love to get a shot at that table.
Also, I mean,
message is white.
That's a better. That's a better. Is he married? Yeah. Anyway, whoever shared
she's
it.
She's famous too. Yeah. She plays soccer.
If you want to reach out, yeah, you posted it on one of your stories. Do you have another pic of it? What? Hey, here's another angle of it. Here's the link.
Imagine if he did it. That would be amazing.
Well, you know what I think, Abby, if I could be wrong on this, women talk like that. Like to each other.
Like I like women that. Where did you get that?
Like love the table, girl. Like everybody asked about it. Here's like the... They do that.
I've seen a lot of like influencers like that reply to that type of stuff.
Yes, and then they repost it.
Or with outfits. Yeah, they'll put a link.
Because they have like a buy of like a, yeah, so they can sell it for, that's like, he's like, yeah, I got to go to the weight room.
Yeah.
He's like, I don't know how to take a photo.
I have to learn a new playbook.
Yeah,
I just got traded.
Hold on, what? That's like, that. I could see why you would do that.
Yes.
I don't support it.
Right.
But I see the thinking.
Mm-hmm.
But like the Dwayne The Rock Johnson, 332 million. What do you listen to when you work out?
Like that's the reason he's so jacked because of the soundtrack. Oh, yeah. Hey man, like, what's your secret? It's got to be the music, right? Yeah.
He just posts a screenshot of his like workout playlist. You're like, dude. Like,
it's just Eye of the Tiger on repeat.
What are you going for? That Jimmy John from Jimmy John was on Theo's podcast.
Yeah, I saw this one.
Loved you on Theo's podcast. I have to ask, where did you get that shirt? Scene. Like, where'd you think that was headed?
Scene.
Where'd you think that was headed?
Such an easy answerable DM to. Scene. And just was like, nah. It's probably 12 characters, but nah.
But you don't want that answer.
Yeah.
Like, right? Like, the table girl seems like she might want that.
That persistent? Yeah, I would
think
so.
I think she's, for whatever reason, is into the table.
Right.
It's concerning, mm-hmm. But that's... The Jimmy John shirt, that this one's to Jordan Hicks, who is a baseball player for the Cardinals at the time.
Yep.
You guys are killing it lately. Please keep it going. I am a cop at LAPD and got to deal with all these Doyer fans at work. I don't know what that means. Do me a favor and spank them this week. Oh, Doyer means that's the opponent. I don't know what that means. Maybe he's in the minor leagues.
Sure.
It's probably in the minor leagues. I'm originally from St. Louis and always been a huge fan. Keep up the great work. Love seeing you on the mound. And there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. 12, 13, 14, 15, 16 exclamation points in total. Tough, dude. Tough.
So I don't think we found a lot of ways to not do it.
What do we not do? All right.
Have we found ways to do it? Like if you were to write a template of this is how, like, how to DM a blue check, what does that look like?
Okay. So I, Shannon Ford is a friend of mine.
Right.
She's, I don't know, she hasn't been in here, but she's a friend of mine. I saw her at Target one time.
Mm-hmm.
And I, like, I think she had, like, either replied to one of my videos or, like, we have a lot of mutual friends. I didn't know her at this point. I go, did I just see you in the Target parking lot?
Mm-hmm.
No response. No, dude. And she didn't respond. This is before I knew her. It's before I knew her.
Oh, yeah, way before I was like, wait, what? Yeah.
But you go, oh, this is a person.
Yeah. Yep.
And then you go, oh, yeah, don't do that. That's what everyone's saying. Everyone's saying, don't do that.
Yeah.
But you think, why did I do it? Well, I knew if I talked to her, it would be like, oh, I'm friends with so-and-so, and you're friends with my friend, and you then it would be, it's not, that's what people are trying to get this common ground here. Say, hey, I'm from your hometown.
Yep.
But then you go,
what's the end goal here?
All right, so you have to have an end goal.
Yeah.
You have to have an end goal. If somebody says, hey.
That's where you start. What is the end goal?
And if, start with the end goal. Also, all celebrities are, their only reason they are doing this because they're wildly narcissistic.
Mm-hmm.
So like, if you can say, I saw someone in the airport wearing a John Chris shirt.
Mm-hmm.
Or like, look at the line around the block for this, who's this guy, John Chris?
Mm-hmm.
Then you would repost or like somebody's wearing your thing, or they're on the boat listening to Riley Green.
Mm-hmm.
That would be a better start than asking him to the wedding.
Yes.
I'll tell you that.
Yes.
We're all on the boat. Now, I don't know if Riley Green is single or if he's interested in dating or whatever. But you haven't even crossed that bridge.
Right.
Well, if he's seen it, he looked at her profile. That's what's tough.
15 times.
That's what's tough.
So make sure your recent posts are fire.
You also have to be public.
Mm-hmm.
I don't really respect, unless it would help. If you were just trying to get the attention of a celebrity, be public when you message them.
Mm-hmm.
That helps. Have a profile photo that's not confusing.
Mm-hmm.
That's of you, of your face. That's also helpful. Your name should be your name, something that because we're known.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're a no face, no name, no stuff.
Sketchy.
And also private.
Yeah.
I go, I don't know what's going on there. We just have dealt with too many. I'm good.
Mm-hmm.
So then, what's the end goal? Don't mention anything about this might be weird.
Mm-hmm.
Because I don't think it is weird. First, you can
DM anybody.
You're not knocking on their door.
Right.
That's weird. It's not, now, they may or may not mention or respond to it, but it's not weird.
Mm-hmm.
This is not a thing we're talking about that people don't know about.
Right.
They go, I DM'd The Rock. They go, oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right. It's not weird.
Right.
Now, if you say you threw some trash away at the mall food court and I picked up the straw and licked it or something, that's weird. Or I'm trying to think of what, that's weird.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Or like, yeah, that's uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Don't do that.
Well, and that would be, well, what was your end goal? And that would probably disqualify the DM.
Yeah,
okay, now
I'm going to have to call. Sometimes I've had ones that I have to notify my management about.
Really?
That are inappropriate or like harassing or threatening I know what your phone number is, or I know what your address is, or something like that.
Yeah.
Then you go, all right, well, now you're on a list.
Yeah. So. Hey, congrats.
But if people are allowed to be fans of other people, and somebody came.
Please do.
Somebody drove like the show last night. They came to the, shout out. Her name is Marlene. She came to the, she lives in Long Island, drove a couple hours I was in New York City last weekend.
Awesome.
Drove to the show on Friday. And then she came back on Sunday with her friends.
That's crazy.
And we were there. We like, and she goes, hey, I came back. Can I get a photo? And I go, yeah, I go find somebody out there and show them this DM and we'll get a photo.
Yep.
And she was like, thank you so much. That was awesome. And then she stayed for 2 minutes.
Sure.
There was a bunch of other people in it. She wasn't weird. She goes, can we get a photo? Thanks so much. My family loves you. Bye.
Nice.
I can, if I could do that for somebody, you would.
She's the blueprint.
Yeah, she's the blueprint.
Yeah.
The gift and the curse, baby. Yeah.
There it is.
She came in. She was like, hey, it's not, she had an end goal. I could meet it.
Yep.
If you're a celebrity, you would want to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, now somebody says, hey, can you make me a birthday video for my aunt? Or you're like, all right.
You said, here's the link to my cameo.
Yeah, I wouldn't do that. Yeah, but if it's something very that you can grant very easily and you say, hey, I'm trying to settle an argument. My nephew thinks you're 6 foot. I think you're 6'2". How tall are you? And I go, I'm 6'2". They're like, I know what that does on the other side of the, yeah. He responded.
Oh, he settled it. Yeah.
And they don't need to keep going. And it's like a, sure, it might've been a thing, but yep. It can easily be, or like the link isn't working. Thank you. Mm-hmm. So I'm trying to buy tickets. The link isn't working.
Right.
Helpful.
Yep.
Or you misspelled something in your caption. Helpful.
Mm-hmm.
And I would usually say thanks to something like that.
Yeah. Yeah.
But yeah, I guess you gotta have a direction,
mm-hmm.
something that can easily be a yes or no. Or if it's a, like, if you're trying to, if you're a girl or a
that's
guy.
That's what the Jimmy John thing is, though. That's an easy answer. Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
Well,
like,
he might not know.
Where he got his shirt?
I wouldn't know. Or you.
What, dude? You don't know where your shirt came from? Most of your shirts say where you got them from, right on the chest.
I got this in Mexico. Yeah. But if you're like, I got it from a boutique in Mexico in Puerto Vallarta, then you're like, what's the.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, I don't know where you go with the Jimmy John's. It's so funny, dude. Yeah. But keep sending them in.
Yeah.
100%.
These are hilarious.
I was like, this could be a whole podcast.
Oh, easily.
The entire podcast.
Easily.
Of like people keep sending stuff in. It's so funny. shoot. We got a lot of. Oh, this is what I want to end on.
Yeah.
Look at this, dude. This is a text from my cousin. This is wild. We'll end on this every week. No, we probably won't. This is a text from my cousin. Let me see if I can find it. I don't know. Where is it? Oh, it's right here. This is a text from my cousin. Bow, bow, bow. Where is it? All right. My cousin sends me a message on Wednesday. A screenshot from one of his employees.
Okay.
So he owns a heating and air company.
Nice.
A lot of employees. Mm-hmm. Indiana blue collar company.
Cool.
Next time you talk to John, try to remember to let him know that his podcast is the only thing that my 8-year-old son will listen to when he lays down at night.
Let's go, man.
He loves it.
And he said,
this is one of my employees. And I said, what's his name? We'll give him a shout out.
Yeah.
His name's Lucas.
Let's go, Lucas.
Lucas, my guy. The only thing he listens to before he goes to sleep. It's kind of hurtful that he listens to it to go to sleep.
To fall asleep, yeah.
Yeah, he should listen to it to wake up in the morning for entertainment.
Right.
He should be sneaking away from his teachers.
Yeah.
And sneaking in the AirPods. To be listening to the podcast.
Setting aside intentional time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So if the podcast is an hour and a half, if his bedtime, how old is he? It doesn't say. 8 years old. Eight, yeah. What time is 8-year-old's bedtime?
I would guess probably like 8:30, 9 o'clock.
8:30. So I'm going to need this kid in bed at 7,
mm-hmm.
listening to the pod for an hour before sleep.
Right. That's awesome.
I'm just kidding. Lucas, shout out, buddy. Sure, thanks for listening.
It was a little weird. We'll see you next week. On the net. It was a positive. Was a positive. You cannot be serious. On the net, it's a positive.